And employment is the next one. I like to use the word exchange. Marvin Alasky talks of employment as a gainful, like, you know, a part-time job, which, by the way, in that study by the Cato Institute, you'll find out, they cite research, I think it's in that one, that less than 15% of part-time employees actually fall below poverty level. So they are drawing a strong inference that work takes poverty. Employment takes you out of, even if it's part-time, it somehow will lift you up and out of the poverty level. But I like to use the word exchange because employment's not just a way to get a paycheck, but it's a way to retain your dignity. So at our mission, we enter into short-term little bits of employment for 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours for something that you need. We consider that employment. What was sad is the state also considered it employment. So some of you might know the definition in Missouri for employee has been anybody who enters into exchange good for service. And guess what you have to do for employees? Cover them by work comp, right? So they started questioning me, and I said, how many people? I don't know, thousands, couple thousand maybe? How many hours of work? I don't know. You know, I mean, a lot. There's a lot of employment in this miniature employment exchange that's happening. I have good news for you. I called a couple of our local state legislators, and they put on a bill, a work comp bill, that changed the definition of employee for the entire state of Missouri so that all non-for-profits can now enter into basic exchange for basic goods and services with people in need, and they're not considered employees. Isn't that good? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I mean, I was like, you know, politicians actually did something? Good. My gosh. Anyway, I was happy to share that with you. And so those of you who have maybe felt restricted in the past, and I had a pastor who had called me once and said, we want to do what you're doing, but our attorney won't let us because, and so now we don't need to worry about that. I do believe that law goes into effect, though, 2014. So the governor signed it, but it won't go into effect until 2014. So we're retaining our work comp coverage on folks until then. Nothing creates pauperism so rapidly as giving relief to able-bodied persons without requiring them to earn what they receive by some kind of honest labor. And now there's a little video that Zach is going to play for us from Robert Lupton. So you're going to meet Robert Lupton, who authored Toxic Charity, and he just talks about employment and really the retention of dignity that was an example for him.